What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK right here on another episode of Working the Dash by TK Podcast. I am here to share with you that Working the Dash Podcast is a podcast that talks about everything. Yes, we are a lifestyle podcast that covers a conglomerate amount of information, and it's just life, right? This is what we're all in together, and we just want to make sure we're maximizing the middle. That is what working the dash is. We are maximizing that dash between the date of arrival and the date of departure. So, one thing I want to talk to you about today is going to bed. Tap yourself on the shoulder and say, go to bed. Well, listen, you have to go to bed so that you can have better days. If you sleep at night and you sleep well at night, you can actually guarantee yourself better days. A lot of times we wonder why we are feeling some type of way. We're feeling groggy. We cannot be productive or efficient at work. And even if you're working at home remotely, your mind has to be clear. It has to be fresh. But if you toss and turn at night and you're taking pills to try to help you drift off to sleep, and we're struggling to really, you know, tap into that element of real sleep, not just laying down and closing your eyes for a few hours and, you know, not really maximizing the sleep that we need, it makes our days very difficult. So, just here to provide a few tips just so that we can calm our evenings. Oh, didn't that sound great? Right here in the daytime, it sounds wonderful. Calm our evenings. We must stop the caffeine early. A lot of us drink caffeine during the day, and sometimes even at night, we're drinking caffeine with dinner. And it does affect how we sleep because, it's in our system. It's in our system longer. And sometimes because we've built up a tolerance to caffeine, we tell ourselves that it really does not affect us when in actuality, it does. Most experts recommend that you stop drinking caffeinated beverages between noon and 2 p.m. and stick with that for a while if you have been having trouble falling asleep. This will, as a routine, this will kind of help you go to bed and go to sleep. So we want to make sure that we are eating a light, healthy snack prior to going to bed and not anything extra heavy. You all know what they used to tell us back in the day. If we had trouble going to sleep after eating certain foods at a certain time, we would always blame it on the pig feet or the bacon or, you know, the cake or the watermelon. And if we dreamt something that was a little off and not right, it was always because of the food. So let's keep that in mind. Let's keep that very comical sense as a part of what we're doing. And so that will definitely help us fall asleep if we eat a lighter snack and we stop drinking caffeine earlier during the day so that it is kind of out of our system. Let's move on here. Turn off all of the screens. Now, transparently speaking, TK has had a problem going to bed without the television. For whatever reason, I developed that habit, and I think it was because I lived on my own. And so as a solace to have something going on, I used to try to force myself to fall asleep, by the television. And yes, please excuse me. I'm battling some respiratory issues here, you know, bronchitis and things of that nature during this time of the season. So we all understand. So please just excuse me. I'm sorry. But turn off all the screens, the television screens and the digital screens, the computer as well as the phone. Turn off the screens. Screens and televisions, they have light that comes from them. And while we think that it helps us to fall asleep, it affects how we go to sleep. And so, you're holding it close to your face, especially your phone and your tablet, your television is glaring. turn off all the screens, turn all of that off so that we can go to bed. The light is imminent and you do not want to trick your mind into thinking that it's actually daytime because you're supposed to be sleeping. So turn off the screens, which will now eliminate some of that light. Lower the sounds and the light that's coming from around you. That is going to be something that you want to definitely do, because if sound is going to be something that distracts you or keeps you up, and just like myself, I'm a very light sleeper. I'm not a hard sleeper. So any type of noise, anything outside, anything that's happening around me, if I hear it, I'm going to be up. And even if I'm asleep, I don't really even know how to describe this, but even when I'm asleep, I'm awake in my mind because I hear what's happening around me. So if you're a light sleeper like I am, eliminate or decompress some of that noise. And please, if you can, shut off all the lights. You can even use the eye mask and things of that nature to help you put your mind into the mode that it is nighttime. So as I close this episode, I just want to end by saying, get comfy at night. Take a shower. When you get ready for bed, sometimes you have to get ready to go to bed. No, like you get ready for work, you have to get ready for bed. You have to get yourself in the mind frame of knowing that you're getting ready to go to sleep. So here are a few tips to do that. As you get yourself ready to go to bed, wash off all of the day, okay? Jump in the shower, wash your face, wash your hair, refresh yourself. I have a spray that I spray, and it has lavender and some other essential oils in it. And I spray that on my face. I spray it on my pillow. And it just gives this calming effect. But it's like you're clean. You've cleaned yourself from the day. I actually have made a practice now of leaving my phone in the living room or another area so that I'm not even tempted to pick up my phone while I'm in the bed. And I've put myself in the habit of turning off the television. So that way I know that I have become ready for another phase of the day, which is nighttime, and it's time to go to sleep. So get comfy, put on clean, I cannot stress that enough, put on clean bedwear, and also make sure your sheets, your blankets, and your pillows are clean. There's nothing worse than you being clean and then you jump into a bed that smells like your body or smells like your hair. You know, all of that affects how we go to sleep. So make sure your pillowcases are washed. And why do I have to say this? But you know, we do. Make sure that your pillowcases are washed. Make sure that you have fresh blankets. There's nothing more exciting than getting in the bed that smells like fabric softener. Ooh, just wonderful, so calming. And then you take that essential oil spray and you spray it all over yourself and you spray it on your blankets and your pillows and your sheets. Y'all, I'm ready for bed right now. I made myself tired. But it's not time to fall asleep just yet. But as we are getting ourselves ready to have a wonderful night, temperature, touch, sound, and scent, all affects in the grand scheme of things, excuse me again, how we go to sleep. So listen, I have just put myself out here today, not feeling the best, but wanted to definitely make sure that I provided tips and tools on how we can go to sleep. One last thing. Oh, I cannot forget this. Nighttime motivation. You need nighttime motivation and nighttime meditation. What motivates you should be the meditation. Journal, exercise gratitude, do some meditation. I'm not talking about the weird stuff. I'm talking about the stuff that's going to help you to go to sleep. Okay. Do some meditation practices, mindfulness. Just be mindful of what's around you. Be present in the moment. Breathe in and out. Just relax yourself, you know, do a couple of stretches, do all of that before you lay down. And so make sure that you give it a try. Hey, all I'm asking you to do is just try, you know, relax your body, stretch, you know, calm yourself, and let's get ready for a great night. Because guess what? Better nights certainly ensures better days. This is TK. I hope something has been said to inspire your motivation. Listen, do me a favor. Share this podcast with your friends, your family, your network. Share this podcast and the platform of Working the Dash by TK right here on Spotify, hosted by Anchor.fm. I am so excited that you have connected with me. Love yourself. Be kind to one another. Have an amazing rest of your day.